Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Why Won't You Date Me? A podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single. Even though you could come in a tube of toothpaste and I squeeze it out and I go, this is runny, but I'll still use it. My guest today is an Emmy-winning actress, writer, and singer who starred in Nope, Lightyear, Hustlers, and so much more. Can you open IMDb? Come on, baby. Okay, her new podcast, Baby, This Is Kiki Palmer, is now available exclusively and ad-free on Amazon Music. Ooh, boy, I'm thrilled she's here today. Ooh, open your ears. It's Kiki Palmer.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Hi. How are you?
I am so good. I have to know, what sign are you, Nicole? Because I just have to get into that.
Ooh, I'm a Virgo.
Oh, my. And you see right there? That's when I knew. Because, girl, I'm a Virgo, too. And that's
we are special people.
Come on. Are you September or are you August?
I'm August.
Me
the
too.
End of August.
I am too. I'm August 26th.
Ooh, I'm August 29th. So swing
that
six around and you get me.
I love that. It's so good to hang out with you today.
Yes, this is fun. First of all, people can't see it, but where are your glasses from?
Oh, so my glasses are, I get a lot of my glasses from like downtown, like the alley. You know what I'm saying? Like I just
Santee
find,
Alley?
Yeah, you know, I just find different, you know, actual sunglasses frames. And then I take them out and put my prescription in. So, you know, they got like a turquoise rim guys and it's black on the edge, you know, but it's just, you know, I love quirky glasses. What can I say? Yours look good too though.
Thank you. They're very Welcome. Big and they smush my nose, but I don't care. I just love how big they are.
Yes. I love
they
big glasses.
They just like cover my whole face.
Yes.
Okay, Kiki, I have a question. So you're successful. That's not a question, it's a statement. But like, has dating been hard for you? Since you're a successful person.
Totally, totally. Dating has been so hard for many of the same reasons that it's hard for any one of us. And then also for obviously my own unique reasons, my lifestyle, the overwhelming vibe that my lifestyle can bring to any dating scenario. You know, and then perception, you know, societal perceptions and how that kind of can give you pressures in terms of who you should be dating and why you should be dating them. I think definitely I went through a lot of that as a teenager too.
What's your type? Do you even have one?
So I used to always say I don't have a type because I don't think I have a type physically. I do think, you know, when it comes to physical stuff, if I'm like in superficial sense, I love hair. It can be any kind. It can be locks. It could be curls. It could be a fade. It could be anything. But I just love beauty. Hair is like a sign of beauty for me. Like, it doesn't matter. So I think I'm definitely attracted to hair. And then I'm also attracted to height. That's like as typical as it gets in terms of the like superficial front. But then when it comes to like a type, I do think I have a personality type. When I was younger, I used to think I liked the quiet guy, the mysterious guy. But obviously, I think that was just the first person I dated. That's how they were. So I thought that's what I liked. As I got older, I realized that I like the quirky guy, the guy that is beating to his own drum. He's a little bit more eccentric. He's not too, like, he's not giving you Andre 3000. He's maybe giving you more. He's maybe giving you more like Adam Sandler. Like, he's giving you a little bit more like awkward in that kind of humorous sense. Not taking themselves too seriously. A little bit of the everyday chill. Not trying to be too cool. Like someone that feels like approachable and down to earth. That's like what I like. Yeah.
I like that too. I like someone who's funny but doesn't have to be the star of the party.
Yes.
I kind of like a recurring. He pops in, he's very funny, goes back to the corner, comes back and is like, hello, and you're like, ooh, that's fun. I hope he comes back again.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
I'm the same way, Nicole. You know why? Because our personalities are already extra and gagged out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's good to have somebody that can go there with us, but also somebody that's, you know, that we can just go into, and it's not like, you know, we don't have to be extra. Because after a while, people expect that from us. And it's like, we're not like that all the time. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'm chill and I'm in the corner somewhere. So I want somebody that can keep up with that speed as well.
The nicest thing anybody I have dated has ever said to me, I was like telling them about just a day at work. And I was like, I'm sorry, that was very boring. And he was like, you're not here to entertain me. And I was like, I'm not.
I love you.
Here to entertain you. It blew my mind, because usually I'm just like on when I'm dating somebody. Because I'm like, I need you to like me forever. Otherwise, I'll wither away and die. And I don't want that.
But I think that's extremely natural, at least for me. You know, I totally relate to the whole. And honestly, I relate to it in terms of dating and friendships. Like, I find that, especially in the beginning, we all kind of bring this performative nature and just this kind of like, I'm presenting to you the person that I think is the best version of myself. And then it does get spooky after a while. I've always felt like this with dating, that once people realize I'm not happy all the time and I'm not, and I actually like, just like most people that are, I don't know if I call myself a comedian, but a comedic actor or a comedic person, you know, most people like that. Hell, we can get depressed as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when I open myself up to someone and then they start seeing the cracks of the entirety of who I am, I always get really anxious because I'm like, oh shit, they're gonna find out that they're gonna find out that I'm not always thrilled.
Yeah, I'm like, are they gonna find smoother road? I've got a lot of cracks and a lot of issues.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just kind of, I mean, but that, I think that's the reality. Nobody is always going to be like that what you met in the beginning. I think, you know, it's always getting to, that's the real dating, is like getting past that initial vibe and like, who's actually going to like me for me. That's, I think, what makes it so difficult.
I think I read it on Instagram, because that's where I get all of my education currently. But I think it said on Instagram that you don't really know someone until after a full year has passed.
Right, girl.
And that, I believe it's true. Blew my mind.
Because, honey, I could perform. I can keep up an act for a minute. You know, I can definitely keep things under control for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so interesting, too. I think that is also like a defense mechanism, like in a control thing. It's like no one really reaches past that point until, before you know it, they do. And then that's when it's like, oh, wait a minute. Now I really care. Now you're really going to get to know me. And that doesn't really happen, I know, for me, and definitely until past like a year. Like, it takes a second for me to kind of really even trust someone to really go there.
Yeah, because I'm always like, are you gonna hurt my feelings? And I know nobody's like setting out to hurt people's feelings, I mean, hopefully, but I'm always like, but if I let you in, are you gonna hurt my feelings? And then I'm gonna regret letting you in, and then I just never do it again.
Yeah, you just never want the scarring, like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I hate that too about situations, but I've realized that they're kind of always, that's like always like what's going to happen. Like, I feel like I experienced the worst version of that. Not the worst version of that. Let me not be dramatic, because everybody goes through that. I actually, like, I I've experienced the hardest thing on earth. No, but I think the thing is it's the most typical version of what you see in the movies when it's like, oh my gosh, my best friend, you know, messed around with my boyfriend behind my back. Mm-hmm. Like literally, I experienced that, and it was the most that. To me, epitomizes what you're talking about, which is like our worst fear of, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to trust anybody again? And even more so, not even just the person I was dating, but the person I was best friends with. That is really like, it's crazy, but it's a part of life. Like somebody is going to hurt you, and most likely they're going to be somebody that you really, really love and care about. And then what? You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. Are you going to choose to forgive them? Are you going to choose to move forward and never trust anybody else again? Those are the questions that I ask myself a lot after experiencing things like that. And I think that's, you know, it's just like, you can't escape it though.
No, you really can't. And that's life. It's like they say, it's like the husband's usually the murderer.
Yeah.
The person closest to you is the one who's going to kill you.
Seriously.
Which is like, oh no. But I had a best friend once. He wasn't my boyfriend, you know, in real life, but in my brain, you know, we had something really nice and special. But she ended up sleeping with him. And then I was like, ooh. But you knew.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
knew I was building a fantasy in my brain.
Yeah.
And you knew that one day he was going to reject me and I'd cry about it. And I still wouldn't like you sleeping with him anyway.
It's giving beaches.
Why would you do that? And it was just like one of those things where I was like, I guess I'll stay friends with you. And then eventually I was like, I don't know if this is working out in my favor. You keep doing awful things.
Yeah. So did they keep dating the person that you were talking to
no,
that you liked?
They truly just, so it was just hooked like up one, with them.
Just hooked up with them. Wow.
And it felt very pointed. Like she was like, I can do this. I can have whatever you want. And
no,
that was like her,
hell nah,
her
bitch.
MO with a lot of things.
Uh-uh. And so that's, okay, since we're going down the friend lane, that's, you know, I don't know. I feel devastated about how that friendship ended. And the reason why is because I don't know the reasoning. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where I was watching, when you were saying what you were saying, I brought up Beaches, and I watched that movie recently, the Bette Midler one, where, you know, her and the best friend.
I was
friend,
like, which
and,
version? Right. Because there was one on Lifetime recently.
I watched the original, and you know how they have that moment in there, but ultimately the friendship between them is like, you know, there's jealousy, but there's love, but there's mm-hmm. envy, but there's competition, but they love each other. It was like mm-hmm. such a mixed mosh of what we experience sometimes in these very close, intimate, you know, platonic relationships. And me and that person, that relationship for me is it kind of plays back into my head in terms of how I navigate other things in my life, because it's like you think back on it and you're like, so were you jealous of me? But I can't imagine you being jealous of me. Or was it a competition? Was this about you? Or was this about, it's like, and I always think about it, the Virgo in me is like trying to analyze so I can figure out how to navigate a situation like that the next time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really think there's, because it's really actually not about any of them. It was always about you. And it's like you're trying to figure out, what was I supposed to learn from that? What was I supposed to gain? To never trust anybody again? Or like, what, you know, what was the message here?
That is interesting, because I feel like we walk through life being like, everything's a lesson that you're supposed to learn from. And it's like, honestly, sometimes it's not, because if you think you're learning from someone doing you dirty or whatever, and then you're like, okay, so I'm going to go into this with, like, you know, all eyes open, looking around, suspicious and shit. It's like, well, how are you going to enjoy life and how are you going to enjoy your time? And also, someone might hurt you a different way.
Yeah, so it's like that really doesn't actually help you any. And I remember talking to, like, this shaman lately. It was either shaman or astrology. And, you know, I do a lot of these little things. And the lady was telling me that, like, it really isn't about them. It was really about you learning that, you know, what did she say? She said that it was just an experience for you that is about you trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of saying to me that I always knew that the person I was dating and my best friend were never trustworthy. And so the journey that I went on was really more so experiential for me, me as my own person, to prove myself right, even though I already knew that I was right before the whole debacle happened. So it was like, again, it really wasn't, like you said, it's not about that person. It's not about, trying to figure out anything. Like, if there was any lesson, it was to trust my instincts from the beginning.
Yes, which is a very curious thing that nobody really talks about, that it's like, trust your intuition. It's usually right. If you have a bad feeling about a relationship, a friendship, you're probably going to be right, as opposed to just like sitting in it and waiting for it to come, like to fulfill itself. It's like, maybe just remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah. And that was definitely, I definitely look back, and I don't know if it's the same for you, but I definitely look back on the situation, and I always was suspicious of them, of our, you know, true genuinity of our friendship. Mm-hmm. I really was, you know what I mean? But it was that thing where you just keep telling yourself, well, maybe I'm wrong. And that's, to me, whether what happened to me or not did or didn't happen and how bad it was or whatever you want to call it, that's the biggest disappointment is that, wow, I should have, you know, listen to myself. So I'm definitely glad to know that, because moving forward in my life, when my intuition does tell me something, I definitely listen much differently, much more pointedly, because I'm like, I know what feels right for me and what doesn't, you know, and it's helped me thus far for sure.
I like how confident you are in this. Me personally, I go, I have intuition about this. I think it's going to end poorly. And then I'll be in the shower being like, it did end poorly. And I'm sad. But like, also, I knew it was going to end poorly. So this is a little bit on me. You know, you win some, you lose some.
Sometimes I feel like I have been in periods of my life where I can be a little masochistic in that regard as well, where it's like, even when I'm talking about this past situation, I knew, but it's like, I still did it anyway. And I think, is that what we want in that moment? I mean, if you know and you say, I don't care, like, is that kind of just like, what if that, is that the way that we're in right now in that time in our lives, is that we kind of want to put ourselves in those positions? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's kind of just like what we're on.
Uh-huh. People are fucking weird.
We all are.
If you think about it.
Yes.
To be like, to knowingly go into a bad situation just to be like, woe is me.
Yes.
But like, to not understand that's what you're doing is so fucking weird. How wild. People are so wild. Wait, Kiki, do you have any brothers that are single? I would like to go to your Thanksgiving. Do they like big black ladies? I would like to be part of your family.
You can definitely be a part of my family. My brother is so young, you would not be interested. He also has a girlfriend.
Old?
He's like 21, girl, my brother.
Oh, that's very, very young.
I know,
young.
He's such a baby. He's literally like a literal Gen Z. He's born like in the 2000s. Like, are you kidding me?
That's nuts to me.
My
friend has a nanny, and she was like, yeah, she was born in 2003. And I was like, someone in 2003 is taking care of your child?
Girl, in 2003, I had a full-time job. No, I'm kidding.
So... Oh, my God. Just getting so fucking old.
Girl, 30 is knocking around the corner. How do you feel about it? I mean, I don't even know how old you are.
I'm already 30. I believe I'm 37, and I'm almost 40. And
you're kidding.
Sometimes it blows my mind.
Damn, you look good, girl.
Thank you.
I thought you were like in your 20s.
Oh, my God. I got far too excited about that. I learned this from... I don't know, somebody's doing my makeup. They were like, you should be happy that you've like chubby cheeks and oily skin, because okay. People put fillers in their face to look younger. I have natural fillers from food and God.
Well, that is 1,000% true about the fillers and the, because mm-hmm. people really do try, but I need them to just chill a bit, because I think it's, you know, sometimes it's right and then other times it's kind of like it ain't matching with the neck and mm-hmm. It's not coming together.
Yeah. Do you think you would ever, like, touch your face in any way?
Man, I don't want to be like that asshole to be like, never. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because who's to say, like, girl, I might start reaching up to 50 and like, oh, wait a minute, these forehead lines. You know, I don't know. But I'm scared of anything that's going to actually change the reconstruction. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So I can get with the concept of, you know, I could see maybe one day, even for a role, if I'm playing like a very rich auntie, I can mm-hmm. see myself getting into a little Botox, maybe doing something to freeze me up a little bit. But when it gets to the... when it gets to the fillers and the stuff that might change or contour me more, mm-hmm. that scares me. Because I do think that it's good for your face to be not all the way right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think I have a thing about teeth. I like Ooh. Teeth that are slightly off.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like, I love a gap. I love, like, maybe, like, a little crooked tooth on the bottom or whatever. Because yeah. I'm like, that's what makes you special. Like, nobody's
exactly.
teeth are like your teeth.
And I know it's so cliche, but I truly believe that. That, you know, it's kind of weird or strange if somebody's face is just quote-unquote perfect. Mm-hmm. Whatever that might mean, you know, to you based on what you think is beautiful. But I don't know. I like people that look just like real people.
Same. And when I watch movies, sometimes I'm like, these people are all so pretty. I want a movie just filled with like funny looking people.
Well, don't you feel like back in our, like when we were teens and stuff like that, everybody did look normal. Like you had people that were, okay, quote unquote, model looking, but then you had people that were just like gorgeous in an everyday kind of way, or the simple man, or, but I do feel like after like maybe 2010s especially, everybody was just drop dead gorgeous. And it was just like,
yeah,
what's going on?
And
who looks like this?
It bothers me.
And how can I relate? How can I relate to this?
Exactly. The most egregious, I think, was the newest Batman movie, which I loved. I thought it could have been 6 hours longer. Colin Farrell played the Penguin, and they put a bunch of prosthetics on him. And I was like, oh, just go get a fatty. Go get like a nice fat man who's a great character actor. They exist. And let him play that part.
I know. You know, and that's what I always say, too. Like, that's why I do like, I mean, obviously, I do think Joaquin Phoenix and Christian Bale, they've been putting their bodies through the ringers to give us a damn character moment. And I hate that for them, but I love that for them in terms of their dedication. But, you know, it's like, damn, I do feel like, to your point, people got to be willing to go there. And, you know, stop worrying about looking gorgeous every damn shot. You know what I mean? Or you know, what it's going to be to come out of it and just become a character, maybe, you know, change it up, you know, whatever it is. I think you got to go all the way, because if you don't, then it kind of just looks like, I can tell that I'm watching a movie, which is the issue, right? You know, you don't want to think that you're like watching a movie unless it's supposed to be like kitschy, satirical, campy, perfect. And if it's not, then it's kind of like, give me real life.
Yeah, give me some real messy shit. Kiki, real quick, we have to take a break. Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta Poppy, I think I said I love you, Daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation, because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only from my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply. Ooh, way back. Okay, I have a question. In a relationship, is it okay to hack into a partner's phone?
It's not okay, but would I do it? I have. Literally, like, I've definitely done it multiple times, and I've apologized and done it again. But look, nobody's perfect. And it happens. I mean, I think kudos to the people that are listening in and they're like, I never do that. I never, you know, I'm not one of you. I will say this. I've been in relationships where I didn't feel the need to do that. And I think that's how you should always feel.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't, that's the biggest, that is true what they say. It's the biggest sign that there's like no trust there. If you feel like you need to go through someone's phone, you know what I mean?
Okay. So there is someone listening right now who's like,
I don't trust my man or my lady or my person.
Yeah.
I'd like to go through their phone. I haven't the foggiest idea how to start that.
Ooh.
How do you do that? I feel like everybody always has their phone in their hand.
Yeah. Well, you got to be looking when they're like, so at a chill time, you got to just, you know, when you guys are on the best of terms, you know, look around while they're, you got to be, that's the thing. You got to be praying on the downfall while you guys are on the best of terms, because you know that shit's going to hit the fan at some point. So you got to be in a good mood with them and already planning the next heist. So pretty much when you guys are hanging out, you look over their shoulder, you see what they're typing in, you get a clue or an idea of what it is, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of, you know, get in the vibe there. Or if you guys sleep in the same bed together, you know how to pull their thumb out, you know how to pull their face up, you know how to figure out a way to make sure that you can get into their phone based off of using their own body parts. Because the way that these phones are signed up now, it's an easy way to do that. So those are my two options. Look over their shoulder when they're in a very, you know, vulnerable moment, not realizing, and or, you know, try to use their face, try to use their hand or something to that regard. I would never, ever, ever suggest just fuddling around and futzing around. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Don't do that, because the phone will do the whole thing where they can tell that somebody's been trying to get in, and you don't want your spot blowed up like that.
Wait, if they're sleeping, does the face thing work?
It does.
Or do your eyes have to be open?
No, it works. Trust me, I know.
This I love. I love this.
It's good.
I'm going to try it one of these days. I don't have anyone right now to try it with, but I'm going to try it.
I'm telling you, it works, because people don't, you know, when you're chilling with someone, you guys are really in a comfortable relationship, they're going to slowly put their coat in around you at some point. They're going to. I've seen it tons of times. Oh my gosh, it's worked every time. That's why I say, just look over their shoulder real quick, you know, and do it.
You gotta have a good memory, though. I feel like the fucking passwords have gotten so long.
Also, if you get in there, yeah, if you got somebody with Android or they doing that little puzzle piece shit on the front, you can forget it. But I was gonna say, if you do get in the phone, you know, the great thing about it now is you can do make things that were read, unread. You get what I'm saying? You can look at the messages, read them, and unmake them still look like they weren't read. You have to go back and clear your name. You have to go back. I've gone so as far as to send pictures to myself, screenshots to myself. Don't worry about reading it in the moment. Screenshot it, send it to yourself, delete that you sent it to yourself, and read it on your own phone. That's another good tip. Free tip there that I
gave. I love this. This is like next level. Some people might be listening being like, duh, bitch, I've been knowing all about this. But I'm not... I mean,
back in the day, I could hack into somebody's email clean and quick. Oh, my gosh. Talking about a Facebook account? You talking about an Instagram account? You talking about all of the accounts? Nowadays, see, the kids don't know. Nowadays, they've got this shit hooked up so clean that you got to do every type of verification to get there. But right in the early, like in the 2010s, 2014, 15, 16, baby, it was so easy to digitally hack into somebody's account. Especially if you knew a couple of things about them, it was done. Nobody could get anything past me.
I love this. You have a full-ass career as an actress, but also a private investigator.
Oh, yes.
You get in the dark.
I'm always getting into something. The only thing that I haven't been able to crack is how to look at somebody's private Instagram account. I'll get a chance to get back to it. But I do know how to look at any public people's pages, any of their stories. All you got to do is download Story Viewer app. Thank me later.
Oh. Here's what I do. I have a little Finsta.
Yeah, the
and
Finsta
I block
works
the
too.
People. I block the people that I don't want to see me looking at their stories, and then unblock them, look at their stories, reblock them, and then your view goes away.
That's very good. That's very good. That is good. I do the Finsta every now and then, especially when I want to become somebody's friend that page is private. But nowadays, people know. You know, when their page is private, they're keeping people out. They're not going to add anybody they don't know. So that it's very difficult. It doesn't really work to my advantage as much anymore. So
yeah, if it's private, that's hard. Public, free game.
Yeah, yeah, it's so difficult with that. Stop with the private pages.
No. I mean, kind of. Why are you on here? I say that, and I do have a private page where I just post things about my house, where I'm like, look at this new wallpaper. Here's a question. When you're dating somebody, do you post about them online? Do you keep them secret? How do people get mad if you don't post them? Tell me.
Yeah, people do get not mad, but they definitely get suspicious. Like, girl, why you hiding me? But that's because they don't know the fierce reality of, like, being in the public eye most of the time. Mm-hmm. And then once they get a taste, they like, I'm good, love. You know what I mean? But it's like, trust me, I'm trying to protect our privacy. And the fact, you know, once as a public figure or somebody that is a quote unquote popularity, the moment that you post things, it's kind of like you're saying, this is up for discussion. And even though it's not up for discussion and you're just showing, you know, for you, it's like, I'm just showing something like very lightweight. It becomes up for discussion for everyone else. And I don't necessarily really want my relationship to be up for discussion. Even though I'd like to share my happiness in some of these fun moments, I don't really want you to think that you can comment on them because that's annoying. So it's kind of a hard balance, but usually I do keep it private. The only place that I will generally like put stuff out there is my Facebook, because that's only my family and friends, like my my close family and friends. So I will, and I have posted, you know, the people I've dated on there, or, you know, personal things in general on there.
I think that's smart, and I think that's very, very astute to be like, if you're making it public, you're making it so people can comment, give opinions, this, that, and the other, even though you don't want to. Like, I post like pole dancing videos because she's bad at it and she likes it. But people like to comment about my weight. It fluctuates. That's just my life. And people be like, "Ooh, you look thin." And I'm like, I'm the heaviest I've been. Like, let's not just comment on that. But like, I also know that I'm wearing, you know, a sports bra, and I put it out there, but I'm like, but maybe we talk about the thing I put up, the dancing, and it's bad, or you like it, whatever. But yeah, I never really thought about that, like posting a partner then invites people to be like, I like it, I don't like it, they're ugly, they're cute. And I think about Kourtney Kardashian so much. She posts everything every waking second with her husband.
Right.
And I'm like, but why? I get that you love each other, but why be so like,
she must really not care. I mean, some people really don't care about it, or they like it. You know what I mean? Some people like attention of any kind. You know, they like when someone says, I hate this, or I love this, or why are you doing this? You know, me, I don't like all that. You know what I mean? I like you said, I like for people to either lovely or ha ha ha, this is a funny video. I'm not looking for a critique. I'm not looking for a critique from you because you don't have the credentials. So it's like, for me, that's probably just my personality. But some people, I think they like, you know, they like that. You know, they everybody, you know, everything, moves people differently, you know, I've realized. And it's just, you know, for me, it makes easy, total sense. But then for someone else, it's like, oh, no, I'm living out loud. And it's like, I feel like I'm living out loud, but I also feel like, stay out my damn business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've had a hard time with that, like doing this podcast and talking so openly about my love life.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it truly invites people to have opinions about it. I get a lot of unsolicited DMs where they're like, this person would be good for you. And I'm like, but you don't actually know me. And then I don't know them.
And
how do you know?
It's freaking rude. That's how I feel about the skin thing. It's like, look, I get it. I've talked about my skin. I showed up on my acne. You know, I don't love it. You know, I would love to find a cure for it. But at the end of the day, I don't need you to help me. And I know that, you know, it's like people are like, well, why, you know what I mean? Well, I just want to, you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm not trying to be offensive, but I just don't. This is not what I want to discuss with you anymore past this 15-second post. And I said everything I want to say about it, and let's move on from it. And now it's become this thing where everybody, I'm telling you, everybody thinks they could save me with this shit. And it's like, why do you think I want to be your damn guinea pig?
Also,
tell me that.
Why wouldn't you think that you've probably tried it or
say it again,
done it? You know, I don't. It's very interesting. I also have like dark spots and hyperpigmentation on my body or whatever, especially like my underarms. And people will be like, "Ugh, why don't you fix that?" And I'm like, I don't know. I'm never staring at my underarms.
Yeah,
why
it's
are
not
you
the first
staring
thing.
At them?
Maybe I've got a boil on my ass, and that's the first thing on my agenda. like that's the other
and
thing.
That's where I'm focused, on the boil on my ass. I'm so uncomfortable right now, and you're looking at my armpits? I can't sit.
literally, like there's other shit going on, and you know, this is not the biggest thing. You know, it's just what it is. It's the way that it is. I miss the good old days when we would sit and talk shit and gossip in our house. Okay, yes. Instead of like you can have an opinion, love. You can discuss it with your friends and family. But why do you need to comment on it in the publics?
Yeah, But also, it's not even in public. A lot of these people are just like little avatars of like little gremlins and dinosaurs saying the worst shit. And you're like, but who are you? Who are you? Why is this dinosaur telling me that I'm ugly? Like, why?
Literally. Why is stock footage yelling at me?
Yes. Do you remember your like first kiss?
Mm-hmm. Yep. My first kiss was a little guy that I met on MySpace. It was a guy that I met on MySpace because, you know, I couldn't make a, it was hard to make friends because I didn't go to real school. Mm-hmm. So I would be on MySpace finding, you know, a lot of people to talk to, my age group. And I remember this boy that my friend knew. She knew him because he was like a little older than us, maybe like 2 years older than us. And he would walk and pick up his little brother from school, which was friends with my friend. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, oh my gosh, this boy in my class, he got an older brother that picks him up from school and he is so fine. And I'm like, girl, show me him. And so she showed me him on MySpace and we started to correspond. And we're corresponding back and forth. We're talking, we're chit-chatting, and we start, you know, talking for months. And it's like, this is huge in kid world. I mean, we probably mm-hmm. have been talking for like 1 month or 2 months. But it was like, this has been our lifetimes talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to meet you know, very badly. And so eventually I told my parents, like, hey, I've been talking to someone online and blah, 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 blah. And it took a long time, but eventually my parents were like, hey, let's meet his parents and let's, you know, invite them over for dinner and so you guys can meet. And so we met, and I remember we were back in the backyard hanging out and talking, having like our little quote-unquote private moment. And we were on my little brother and sister, like their little jungle gym thing that mm-hmm. they had. And we're just like on the swings, and then we just lean in for a little kiss. And I was like 14. Hey, it's so funny.
That's adorable. That is the cutest fucking story. Just like little pen pals who got to meet and kissed on the swings. Did you see each other again or was that a wrap after?
We did. We dated actually for years. Yeah. Oh. We dated for years. We dated on and off for years. Mm-hmm.
That is so fucking adorable.
It's so funny. Isn't it crazy? Like, it's just, it brings a smile to my face because it's just like, oh my gosh, that first little love. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's so cute. So, wait, when did you start acting? Was your first part Akilah and the Bee? No.
So, that was my first leading role. But my first role ever was Barbershop 2 when I was 9.
Oh, damn, 9. Mm-hmm. So, you're a child actor who's doing great.
Thank you.
What a dream. I love that. This is good for you. I love that.
Thank you so much.
Do you think, like, I don't know, this is a weird question. Do you think you grew up a little faster, like, being in a business of adults?
I think I grew up faster in some ways and then slower in other ways, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I think I grew up faster in ways of business. Like, mm-hmm. honey, I know the business back and forwards, honey. Like, I'm in that thing. And it's like, you can't tell me nothing. Like, you know, but then when it comes to some social things, I didn't mm-hmm. go to high school. And I think high school is really important in terms of, like, your learning, you know, just learning, like, how to recognize things and people and in scenarios. And obviously, you're not a genius in social, you know, social realities at high school at 18. Mm-hmm. You still continue to learn them in college, et cetera, et cetera. But I did always feel like I was just a little bit delayed in some of the things that it was almost given Lindsay Lohan in Mean Girls. I put it mm-hmm. like that. Where it's like Lindsay Lohan's character was smart, you know what I'm saying? But it just took her a second to know, like, oh, these girls are trying to use me or they're trying to blah, blah, blah. But once she got it, you know what I'm saying? So I think for me, in some ways, that's how I was socially, you know, kind of like extremely naive. And also not even just naive, but like not really always aware of how much my popularity would be weaponized to other people
or something
that they felt competitive with. I didn't, because I overlooked it so much and I saw it so much as a job and a business. I never realized how much other people felt kind of overshadowed by that and how that influenced some of my social experiences.
That's interesting, because I always, in my brain, I was like, oh, people who've been in the business for a very long time are like fast tracked to being adults, but like being stunted socially makes a ton of fucking sense, because mm-hmm. you're not around enough people your own age to be like, oh, this is what happens with this and da da da.
Exactly.
That's fucking interesting.
Yeah, it is. It definitely was interesting. And my mom used to always help me with that because I would always be like, kind of, why is this happening? And she said, you know, she's like, Kiki, this is the normalest shit that could ever happen to you. And trust me, you would be going through it a lot more often, a lot more, you know, just it would be so much more common to you if you were in high school. Like when I was talking to you about like the how many times has that happened to people where their boyfriend, you know, messed around with their best friend or their best friend lied to them or, you know, that some of that stuff is like so it's like, oh, that happened to me in junior high. You know what I mean? But me, it was like it happened to me once and that's all I needed. You know, you know what I mean? It's like a little bit more dramatic of an experience because I did not go to I was not in a scenario where these kind of realities happen all the time.
Real quick, we gotta take a break. Wonder how much your personal data is out there? Your name, contact info, social security number, and home address? Even information about your family members. All being compiled by data brokers and sold to the highest bidder online, leading to identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, and unwanted spam calls. Ring-a-ling. You can protect your privacy with Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal info from the largest people search databases on the web. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exact information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Delete Me isn't just a one-time service. Receive regular personalized privacy reports showing what they found, where they found it, and what they removed. Imagine this. You go on a few dates with someone from a dating app and things don't click. You move on, but they don't. They start showing up at places you frequent, sending messages, and it becomes clear they found your personal information online. That's scary, right? I think so. Knowing my data isn't as exposed makes me feel a lot safer. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/date me and use the promo code date me at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/date me and enter the code date me at checkout. JOINDELETME.com/date me. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Kiki, I have another question. Okay, how do you meet people? So your first kiss was found via the internet. Do you do apps? Do you meet people in person?
I've done them. I've done apps, but I do prefer to meet people in person and through mutual scenarios. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I think it's best. It's safer that way. I mean, I wish so badly that I could do the same things that everyone else does. And I mean, I imagine in some certain areas, I probably could. Everybody's not overly aware of me and what I do. So I think it could happen. You know what I mean? If I was in another country or another place in the world, I probably could enjoy that in that regards a little bit more than I do. But in the U.S. of A, child, I just gotta, you know, stick with those that I know and try to meet people that are in their world. Now, that doesn't mean only celebrities, because I'm not actually into the whole celebs dating gag. That's not okay. You know what I mean? I'm kind of feeling more of like the Meryl Streep of it all. I'm kind of feeling more of the, you know, Julia Roberts Parton of it all, the Dolly Parton of it all, like where it's like this is one part of my life and then I can, you know, my relationship allows me. Now, I'm not saying I it never will happen, but I don't really necessarily search for it that way, like, you know, for someone in the industry, because it's just weird to me sometimes. But yeah, I like to just try to meet people that I can meet through my friends. You know what I mean?
Okay, here's a question for me. Do you have any single friends who are looking? So I tried to be part of your family. Now I'm going to be trying to be part of your friend group. You got any friends looking?
So I do have friends looking. I don't know if you're into women, but all my friends that are looking are women, and they're like, you know, available as well, trying to find people to date. And, you know, that's the damn shame. Everybody that I know that's looking for someone, and this is the thing. It's not that I don't know any guys that are looking, that aren't looking for someone, but they just have so many options. They get on my damn nerves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to the point where they know.
That?
I don't know. They know the damn stats.
Why do men seem to have more options than women? But
because it's more of us. It's more of a women.
Wait, there's more women in the world?
It's more women in the world. Can you believe that? And they're now getting to the point where they're spitting the stats back at us. Can you believe this shit? They're like, it's more of you than us. Ah. It's like to every six women, there's one man. Can you believe that?
I really didn't know that. That's disheartening.
I'm about to say they got the nerve. They got the nerve to question fluidity. But look at what the stats are saying.
Yeah,
there's no other way.
There isn't enough. Yeah, I don't really identify as anything, and I feel very
Same.
Weird when people try to pigeonhole and be like, "So you're bisexual?" I'm like, "No,
me
so
too.
You're queer." No, I'm just Nicole, and I fall in love with whoever I fall in love with. I generally seek out men, but like, hey, if anybody else wants to come through and we vibe, I'm willing to try it. You never fucking know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same way that I feel, too. And it's like, I guess some people try to say that reality would say that you're queer. And it's like, if it makes you feel good to try and put me in a box, then I guess that's your prerogative. But I feel the exact same way that you do, where it's like, I just want to be me. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do that in every aspect of my life. Not just my sexuality, but also how I politically view shit. Like, stop trying to tell me that I'm right, left, or up, or down. Why can't I just be me? Damn.
Yeah.
It's like,
I fully agree. I did a book report. I don't know. So we had to like research a time period in high school, and we researched the Harlem Renaissance.
Ooh.
And I can't remember who said this, but they were like, gay, straight, whatever. I'm just me screaming at the top of this roof, just being authentically myself. And I'm misquoting this horrifically, but like, that's how I feel. Kiki, I ask all of my guests this. Would you date me?
Yes, hell yes. We would have a blast.
Oh, what a dream.
Yeah, no, we would have so much fun.
I agree. I mean, I have so many glasses that I'm like, I should show you my purple rhinestones. I have such insane glasses that like truly make no sense. Okay, Kiki, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, too. Thank you. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, wait, before you go, do you have anything you want to promote?
Yes. I mean, check me out on Instagram. Also, check out my new network, KeyTV. It's available everywhere, like YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We have some good content over there that I'm very excited to share. And then also check out my podcast, baby. This is Kiki Palmer. And also, literally, I'm going to be on SNL like tomorrow. So also wish me luck there. And I hope that you guys enjoy the show.
Good luck and fucking congratulations. You're going to fucking kill it. Like, you're going to be so good on it. Like, I'm very excited to watch. Also, my friend Ego is on the show. I love Ego.
Oh my gosh, well, I can't wait to meet Ego.
Tell her I said hello.
I will.
Bye, Kiki.
Bye.
If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you write me something dirty and email it to whywon'tyoudatemepodcast@gmail.com, I will read it. Also, if you want advice, questions, if we have crazy dating stories or advice for me or just comments, you can also send those too. I haven't been reading them, but there might be an off chance where I'm like, let's get into it. Okay. Also, they don't have to be super long. Also, you don't have to send dick pics or butt pics or titty pics. Okay. If we had sex, I would tie up your hands with your discarded leggings, put you on your front and eat you from behind, fucking both your holes with my tongue and fingering your pussy. I'd spread you wide with 3-4 fingers before fucking with my wrist thick strap on. I would run my hands down your back as you accommodate my cock, pushing it to the hilt. Then I'd push your head into the pillow and pound you, spanking you hard until you're begging to come. When you've begged enough, I'll put my Satisfier Pro
on your clit and wish that I could feel you clenching around my dick as you tumble over the edge. When you begin to jerk with overstimulation, I'd keep the vibrator there and keep pounding you, making you come again and again. I won't ask much for you. I usually fall asleep after I come, but I would suck on your tits and call you mommy while you get me off of the vibrator. So there's that. Much love. That was fun. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, oh, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.